homegrown right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is a Knoxville podcast recorded at the Hutch and Howard Studio in beautiful Turkey Creek. Let's talk about Knoxville.
Let's do it.
Hi, y'all. Welcome to a Knoxville podcast with Hutch and Howard. I'm Rob Howard, the Howard in Hutch and Howard, and I'm here with Knoxville's favorite chatty Kathy, Kathy Lee Weidrich.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
Great, great, great.
Good.
We always talk about the weather. It's beautiful and hot.
Love it.
But it's not as hot as it could be. It was like, what, the 70s and 80s? Low 80s?
I love it. I'm ready to go to the pool. I've already, like, I need a tan. I need a tan.
Oh, you need a tan because you've been working too hard.
No, I need to go to the beach.
No, we've been celebrating this week because Kathy had her largest transaction closing ever, and we're so proud of her.
Oh, thank you.
Yay.
I appreciate it. That's very sweet of you. Thanks.
Yeah, I know it was a lot of stress and a lot of hard work that went into it, but I'm so proud of you and
that's sweet. Thank you.
All that you've accomplished.
Thanks. It was a lot of fun. It was, you know, you learn something from every single deal.
Oh yeah.
And this is no exception. No exception. Well, so it's been great. But I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And at our little Keller Williams team meeting, they popped champagne for her and put a little tiara on her.
Oh
so
gosh.
Cute.
I didn't know you were gonna say that part, but it really was sweet. Love our Keller Williams family, and that's why I'm here. I mean, I know a lot of people come and go, and I know that it's not the perfect fit for everyone, but it's the perfect fit for me.
Yeah, me too.
I love it. So if you want to get into real estate, give me a call. If you got a home to sell, call Hutch and Howard.
Hutch and Howard.
And we're missing Carrie this week.
Yeah, she's on vacation.
Carrie, we miss you.
she's up in the Poconos having a big time. And it was funny because our little group chat within our team, she keeps sending pictures. She went to New York City and
the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
and
had an accidental Trump sighting. It was Barron and Melania were running to
their car.
Whatever. Yeah, the car. And
she turned paparazzi on us.
Yeah, she like snapped pictures and she was telling, oh my gosh, I can't believe.
It was fun.
I think she switched off one day because she was going to Hershey, Pennsylvania to the Hershey World or whatever it's called.
Yes. I hope she brings us back some samples.
Yeah. We heart chocolate.
Okay. So this time, I think that we need to switch it up just a little bit because this is going to be a shorty. I think we
so
need to
talk. So much is happening in real estate.
No, I think that we need to flip it because normally we talk about all the really good, fun stuff in Knoxville and then we kind of slide into some business. But today, I really think that we need to start with business. Is that okay?
Well, there's so much happening, it may take up the whole thing.
Okay, great. So,
I mean, it was amazing. This week it was announced that the Fed was not raising rates.
This
is the first time in 10 times that they've met. I did a podcast or a video. It was out on my Facebook or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh, the Fed has raised rates. And that was, a year and a half ago?
Yes,
and it's
crazy.
Just been very difficult for most of the country. I know Tennessee, a lot of people are moving here, so it's kind of raising some of the...
it's affecting their buying power.
Well, it is affecting the buying power. I looked it up. There's only 587 houses for sale in Knox County.
Crazy.
Yeah. There's like 3,000 in a whole MLS, but if you want to live close to Knoxville, if you want to live... I mean, the city pretty much reaches from
ferry to Straw Plains.
Right. So if you're going to live in Knox County, yeah, you better open your checkbook. But no, I'm kind of kidding. But then also, I don't see an end in sight with the exception of not enough inventory to sell.
Right.
So anybody that has extra properties and say you've got a piece of land that, you know, Mama or Papa left you or whatever.
Now's the time.
Yeah, this is a great time to either consider building on it and selling it or, you know, something like that. I heard a statistic that this was the third best year in history of real estate.
Wow.
But it's bad because last year and the year before were the two best years in real estate.
Oh.
So comparatively it's a kind of a big drop off in sales nationally. Tennessee or Knoxville area is down like 3%, but nationally it's down like 40%.
I heard 20 to 30%.
Okay.
And that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a little in a bubble. We don't go really, really high, but we also don't go really, really low.
Yeah.
We have a good medium here.
Traditionally, this is a linear market, which means we don't, in 08, when the huge crash happened in Las Vegas, people were jumping out. Forbes said that we were the first city, you know, of any size to recover from that.
Right.
And it was because we never shot up, we never fell down. This time, we are shooting up. I mean,
because of the influx of people moving here, because somebody wrote in the sky, move to Knoxville, move to Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
You'll love it here.
Number one, we're not locked down. Number two, you can still go to work. Number three, you can still go to restaurants. When COVID was happening and the whole country was kind of freaking out about it. Now there's those 587 properties that are for sale in Knox County, 85 of them are over 900,000.
Wow.
And 65 of those.
10%.
Yeah, and 65 of those are over a million. You know, these are houses that 5 years ago were selling in the fours, the ones that are a million.
It's
crazy. I mean, they're still wonderful quality houses. They're built, but
sure.
There's not really, historically, there were areas that were, higher and lower. But right in the middle of areas that were historically lower are $400,000, $500,000 houses.
If you've lived in Knoxville your whole life, like I have, it blows your mind.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what you're going to get with Farragut, Sequoia. But I'm telling you, South Knoxville, it has boomed. And I love it over there.
And Park Ridge.
And even... Hardin Valley was a farm.
Yeah, Hardin Valley didn't
exist. And there wasn't even exit off the interstate. I mean, there wasn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, yeah, you had Pellissippi, and that's where you went to school, and that was it. So we're watching it, and we're on the cusp of a lot of more growth. But we're here for you, and we know the market, and we will find you a house.
Another statistic that we ran into, there were almost 7,000, I think it was like 6,800 real estate agents in
our MLS.
In the Knoxville area MLS. And now, what did they say, 3,600?
Yes.
So we're down almost half.
Yes.
If you're going to get out, this is the time to get out. We're lifers.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy and I.
There is no plan B. there is. And plus, I mean, I think a lot of those were part-time work. Is it time to go already? I think it was my fault. But I do think that the ones who are sticking with it are the ones who truly are good realtors, have been in it a long time, and know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I mean, with any...
And there's no plan B, just like
And there's
you said.
No plan B. So we're here. We're here for the long haul. We would love to help you. And please just, give us a call. Any of us. I mean, we've got a great team. And you know what we're going to do?
Do tell.
We're going to go to the lake next Wednesday.
Yay.
So don't call us on Wednesday because we're having our team meeting.
Oh, you can still call. Maybe text.
Okay, well, don't call me. I'm going to be on the boat. So anyway,
We're going to be by the pool. We're going to be grilling. We're going to have our team meeting up there.
We're going to regenerate and rejuvenate, and we're going to come up with all these great plans and client events. So if you're a client, you might get invited to something.
Yay.
And if you're not a client, this is the time you need to become a client.
Or at least give us a call because you can hang out with us. And then, we'll...
For sure.
We'll be there whenever you're ready to buy.
For sure. Well, thanks, guys. I hope you have Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to your dad.
Yeah, and to your dad.
Happy Father's Day to my daddy. I am such a daddy's girl. I love you. His name is Bill Lee, which just happens to be the name of the governor. So everybody at Holston Hills.
And my dad's Albert Howard, and there's no Albert Howards aside from him.
That's what makes him extra special. But to the governor, happy Father's Day, governor. I love you. Y'all have a great weekend.
Have a good one.
Toodles. See
you. If you're buying or selling your home, trust a professional, don't do it alone. From the sunflower fields to the SunSphere Tower, there's a knowledgeable name. It's Hutch and Howard. touch and how